John, that's the end of a tough week. What went wrong out there, do you think, today?
Just, I don't think we, even though we've gone 1-0 up first half and without playing well, and I didn't think there was anything else weren't causing us any problems, but I felt we were very flat today. Performance-wise, was very flat. But like I say, you know, you're at home and you go 1-0 up and you're playing against the bottom of the league, and I expect us to see the game through, but second half performance is very poor on our part.
Yeah, what went wrong in the second half? It looked like two completely different teams, John, in the second half.
Just listen, you can only talk and try and answer the questions the best I can. I don't know. I said to the fella, to the lads at half time, I said, if we can pick it up a little, 10% more in our game and be on the front foot a little bit more, we could have caused them more problems. But wasn't to be. Finarps come back into the game. We allowed them to come in doing what they're good at. You know, they're a big team and they're a big threat at throw-ins and corners. And it's proved the case. We made ourselves vulnerable by making wrong decisions all over the pitch.
Yeah, set pieces are proven to be a problem, aren't they, John?
Yeah, they are. And we worked on them yesterday. And we dealt with most of it, what was thrown at us. But if you keep doing it and giving it away cheaply, and they're a threat at them. And it comes to cost us in the end by obviously a corner, and we should do better on the second goal. We should close the cross down and stop the cross coming in the box. But them decisions, the players have got to make them decisions on the pitch and got to do them better and quicker.
And especially when John Martin regained the lead for us, like we should have kind of closed up shop and... But it didn't happen, John.
No, the players have got to take control of themselves on the pitch. You've got to be vocal, you've got to have a bit of leadership about you, and you've got to be having this desire to go and grind the result out if you have to grind it out. You've got to have this desire to do it. It's very tight, evenly matched league. Every game's tough, but when you're 1-0 up and then you're 2-1 up, I expect us, when we're at home, to go and win the game. But too many decisions were made at the wrong time and in areas where Finarps had a bit of belief that they could get a goal, and it's proved the case.
A 2-week break now, would that help everybody regroup, get some of the injured players back, like Sam Bowen and Brian Murphy, so on and so forth?
You can see we miss Sam Bowen especially, and Murph, you know, the big players for us, the experience, and they're two of the players who are vocal and you know, they've played the game a little bit higher than some of them, but we are a very, very quiet team. But that's not. I'm not looking for excuses. We should go on and win the game. I'm not being harsh on Finarps. The bottom of the table, and at the same time, I'll give them some credit. They come and they made life difficult. But when you won, we didn't play well though. At the end of the day, we just didn't play well.
So a hard 2 weeks ahead, plenty of work on the training ground, well, John, and hopefully bounce back against St. Pat's.
Yeah, hopefully we'll have a couple of players back fit. Again, another home, but, you know, if I looked, you know, I said only 2 weeks ago when you... I'm just struggling in a little bit, because after the two Dundalk performances and first half at Sligo, to come and give that performance today at home against... And I'm not just saying because it's bottom of the league, but I expected us to win the game with a better performance. But the performance didn't deserve to win the game.